We're doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim continues and says, "Ufa'amul Chazal b'Midrash Tehilim." Our sages already taught us in the Medrash of Tehilim, "Kol amchlit atzmo la'avera." If a person decides, "This is a sin I'm willing to do," and sometimes people decide that there are sins that they're not going to take seriously. So then, "En lo mechila olamit." God says, "I'll never forgive that." The Medrash means, even though there are times where God is so merciful that He's looking for a way to forgive everyone for everything, that's only someone who happened to have sinned. But not with regard to someone who decides, that sin I'm willing to forgo. If that's his attitude, so then God's never willing to forgive him. God says, I'm not looking to find a way to forgive a person like that. And he's talking about the sin of taking interest, that people sometimes take it lightly and they treat it as though it's non-existent. So he says, that's terrible. And it says in the Medrash, Tanat Be'eliyahu, when Moshe went up to heaven, he saw God writing, God is slow to anger. Moshe asked Hashem, he said, I understand why you're slow to anger with the righteous, but why with the wicked? God said, you'll see, you're still going to need this. You're still going to use this as a claim against me. So in last week's parasha, when we had the sin of the spies, what does Moshe do? He says, God, I want to see your great strength. God, you told me that you're slow to anger. Even if we don't deserve it. Remember, God, you said. Moshe was begging not only for the righteous among Israel, he was begging for the sinners as well. And what does it say there? God says, I've forgiven as you've asked. What God was saying is, I've forgiven, but like you said. Remember, you asked me, why am I slow to anger with the wicked? Remember your question. Mikan amru, from here the Medrash says, Kol ha-makir b'divrei Torah v'over aleihem, harei ze rasha gamur. Anyone who recognizes the Torah but transgresses nonetheless, that's a completely wicked person. Ad kan dvarav sham. So the Chafetz Chaim brings these two Midrashim to illustrate, v'hinei b'inyan isurei ribit, afilu tinokot akurin b'chumash yodinu makrin sheyesh al zeh isur mufurash b'Torah. When it comes to the prohibition of taking interest, even children who read Chumash know, you're not allowed to take interest from your fellow man. How does a person take it so lightly and say, I'll take interest, what's wrong, so what? You want a loan from me? Fine. You add 10% a year and we're okay. And does a person realize that a person who does this, the Medrash says, gets the title of a completely wicked person till eternity? So that's what the Chafetz Chaim was coming to drive home. That if we mention the issue of lending for free and the issue of taking interest, we also have to mention that people sometimes treat this prohibition with complete disregard, and that makes it all the worse.